Damn, that's a lot of energy. Ooh, I can smell the mango from here.
God, see your geekage flowing through your body.
Mango-matic. Welcome to the On the Island podcast. I'm your host, Ian, Mr. CEO Hicks. I'm joined by J-Rob, hey, a.k.a. guys. Lambo J.
What's up, Lambo J in the building?
And this guy.
Damn, no nickname for me.
The duels of all duels. Abdul.
Abdul.
Damn. Yeah, what's going on, guys? What's episode 18.
Good
or
job.
28.
I don't know. Is it? No.
It's 28.
Yeah, yep. That's right. I thought you said 20.
For all you non-Spanish speakers, that's a tie.
That what?
that's 20 in Punjabi.
Oh,
nice. At least we have a word. Hey, wow, Punjabi numbers. Word of the day.
Yeah. Wow. What's watermelon mean?
What? Watermelon.
What about mean? What's the word?
Yeah.
What, you mean tarbooz, bro?
Yeah, tarbooz.
Tarbooz. We might get another segment later. What's going on, guys? We've been on a little break here.
Yeah, it's been more than a week. I think it's...
We're doing great.
We kind of messed up and forgot last week.
Honestly... I was just going to say fuck it and not do it this week. But then Abdul said, let's do the pod. And I was like, okay.
No, Abdul said, let's do the pod. And then I said, I'm down. So then if you said you're not down, it's over.
Yeah,
we're just going to do it.
Yeah.
I can't. So
you can't have not shit to do and also say you're not down.
Yeah, I can't shit on both of you, but I can shit on one of you.
Yeah, if one of us, if I didn't say I'm down after Duel said he was down to do it, and you could have chimed in and said he didn't want to do it.
Well, I wouldn't have put effort into it. I just didn't respond.
You're just waiting for the double.
Yeah.
Mm.
So guys, Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm. It is. We had the Marg machine.
What's it called?
The Margaritaville.
Oh yeah.
3000.
Yeah.
Mm. Is it really called the 3000?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the Jimmy Buffett special.
Okay.
It's like the special edition.
It is.
Hell yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. That color comp.
I'm pretty sure there was a packet in there with some of the lyrics from Margaritaville on it.
Can you get any other colorways in that?
I think it comes in blue, like a lighter blue, like instead of silver.
Yeah.
And maybe red too. I don't know. I saw there was a pamphlet
gave
with a bunch of other like models.
Yeah. I was telling my coworkers about this shit at work today. I was like, yo, my friend, they're talking about margaritas. I was like, look, my friend's got this huge one that you could just open a shop with and sell margaritas.
Oh, yeah. That's when you asked us to send us a picture.
Yeah.
Of it.
I asked you guys to send a pic and nobody sent me a pic.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't remember that.
It was in the group chat. I looked at it. I could have done it.
It's all good, man. You're probably too busy playing the world's hardest game.
Wow. We're going to just go into that now.
Let's put you on blast real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been just, you know how bored I am with coronavirus? I've been playing World's Hardest Game. I don't know if any of our fans have ever played that before, but you're a red square dodging little circles, and it's actually it's like really fun.
It's like an action movie in your bedroom.
I'm like yelling and shit in my room.
Just laying on the ground with your shirt off, playing an online game.
Why is he laying on the ground, you ask?
Is it because he doesn't have a chair?
No. All right, I'm out of here.
This isn't even what I wanted to roast you on, but I'm just gonna go right into it.
We're doing the Cinco de Mayo special where we roast the hell out of Jake. Oh, never mind. That's every episode.
This,
my bad.
This dude broke it. You broke your chair on like the first day. You got it right.
I got it.
Okay.
I was actually telling my coworkers the same exact story. So we moved to Willows, and I bought an office chair from Amazon. And it came in. I was expecting it to be a really nice chair.
No, you weren't. You spent not any money on
like
it.
50 bucks.
I told you to get a nice chair, and you're like, I'm going to get the cheapest one I can get.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't spend that much money on it. It came in the mail. First day, I broke the first half because I leaned on it, and I didn't think it was going to break.
Yeah.
Broke the first half.
One side collapsed.
Yeah. So then I just had to, you know, make do with that and sit, like, awkwardly, like this,
yeah,
where like my back's kind of just leaning over, and I think it's messed up my back a little because I'm always like sitting like this now.
Probably.
So the other day I was like leaning back all the way, forgetting that I only broke one half, and the whole thing just split like a piece of wood. I'm just a fat ass.
And how long ago was that?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Where's your new chair?
Yeah.
I haven't bought one yet. I'm too lazy.
Okay. So you lay on the floor.
I'm laying on the floor, and my office chair's in the porch.
It's probably hurting your back more than the
just dude, it's really comfortable.
Time. Where is do it? You? Yeah. How do you do your work?
I'm on the couch all day.
Oh, okay.
All right. But if I'm just playing Rocket League or something, I put the pillow on the side of the bed. It's like a perfect lean back, and then I can spread my legs out, and it's really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate coming in here during the day because you're just working, and you're just...
Well, I'm just saying nothing.
Yeah, like, you're just complaining about work.
It's like corporate.
What?
Every time I'm in here.
Just in here crunching numbers, thinking about his coworkers.
Dude, every episode is just, let's just roast Jake and put him down.
Ah, dude, we can do that.
Listen, man, can you handle it?
You just put me down every episode. Maybe I can't. Right,
we'll pick you up a little bit later.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You're looking a little more tan.
Oh, thanks.
Are you?
Yeah. Big dog.
Oh, yeah, you are. Why is that?
You been getting egg?
It's probably a combination of getting egg in the backyard and...
Yeah. I mean, I've always been getting egg in the backyard, yeah, but that's nothing new.
Get to be.
Sounds like you're trying to say a word.
An acronym for egg in the backyard.
It get to be.
Sounds like a different language.
You know, it's IG, ITB.
Why?
Why? Sorry. Igdby.
Yeah, backyard's one word. Why is it there a Y?
I don't know, dude. Because it makes...
It's silent?
Yeah, it makes the word look better.
Okay.
It makes the acronym look better.
You gotta give the acronym some structure.
Because then it'd just be Igdby.
Just start and end with a vowel, right?
B. 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 I don't know.
I'm just listening to you guys right now, and I just wish I wasn't.
Damn, I'm sure everybody on the pod doesn't feel like that.
I'm sure the 8 people listening are also feeling the same way.
Damn.
So, yeah, I've been definitely getting egged bead, and I went to the lake.
Hmm.
The lake is the move. If anyone wants to go to Lake Norman, just hit me up.
Oh, damn.
I don't got a boat, but I got the connections.
For real? I'm trying to go.
All right, I got the connections. Don't worry. Just hit my line. I'll get you set up. So just let me know. You can get tanny boyed.
Tanny. I'm already pretty tanny. My watch tan is intense. Check it out.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I didn't see it under the shadow.
It's pretty
intense.
Dude,
that's actually really bad. Wow. Don't take that watch off.
Check that shit.
Or just leave it off for a little bit. Put it on. Hold on. I'm trying to think of like a cool way to say this. Yeah, go ahead and turn that off. You could be like,
what?
I don't know. Like, the time's always with me. It's on my right. It's like my right hand time. You know, I don't know.
So like a Drake lyric, but with a watch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he said left hand.
No, but he said right hand go to. I'm thinking about that line.
He in this like latest album.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Oh, he says some shit about the watch being on his left. I think I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but maybe all you right. should switch wrists.
All right, bro.
You get to switch it, but then you can't write, right? Doesn't have to always be on your wrist that you don't write with.
Dude, you could put it like with the face on the inside.
Oh.
You know,
like this?
Oh yeah, you could do that. And then
is that even a thing?
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah, like, you know,
a bunch
like
of weirdos
in the military, cuz like if you're holding like a gun, right? It's right here.
Instead of so you can't. Oh.
So you don't have to like take
it's
your
not
going to
affect my tan in any way, but I'm going to try it.
Yeah, now you can tactically
hold an AR.
Yeah.
It kind of is intuitive.
Yeah,
except just flipping the wrist up to look at it.
Then you just like slam it on the table and it fucks it up.
Just ruin it.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Is that the hybrid one?
No. I gave that to my brother cuz the software on it was garbage. I didn't want it. Even though it cost like $200+. This one was like $70 and I'm very content. I'm glad I went with the green after much deliberation. Is that the right word?
Don't know. I just remember we were in that fucking store for ages
looking for just a watch.
Yeah, you couldn't decide between like 3 of them.
That's my special thing. Yo, I realized my sister does the same shit. I went to Walmart with her. She had like 2 things up. She's like, which one should I get? I'm like, oh no, I'm not dealing with this. I know how bad I am. I'm not going to.
You just walked away.
I'm not going to deal with this.
What about your parents? Do they do it?
I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to it. You know, I'm surprised I have this much energy, being that I've been fasting all damn day with no water or food. Because, you know, Ramadan vibes just out here.
The dehydration vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you, like, how you guys have to do that all the time. Like, I can barely go 5 hours without even thinking about, you know, eating food and stuff.
Well, that's because you have a way out, bro. I mean, there's like a, every day, there's a period where your stomach's like, bro, what are you doing? And you're like, sorry, man, can't do it. So you just get through it.
I just have mad respect for, like, yeah, you guys doing that.
Thanks, man.
Just because, I don't know, you just wake up. I could wake up and not have food till like 1,
mm-hmm.
but you can't drink coffee or anything, right? You no. can't.
Can't do water, man. Bro. What the hell? Coffee. I can't brush my teeth. I have to brush them in the morning.
So you can't get the teen?
No teen.
Or the fiend?
I can fiend for all I want, but
okay.
I can't have anything.
What if you're a drug addict or an alcoholic? Then what?
Then you're fucking up in the first place. And secondly, you figure it out.
Wait, so you can't vape?
No, bro. You can't ingest anything.
Like, even if it's just water vapor?
Even if you bleed, that also breaks your fast.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What? Like, nothing goes in, nothing goes out, except for, like, using the bathroom.
So you're walking down the road, and you trip on your wrist, and you scratch it, and it bleeds.
Well, if it, like, starts dripping blood, then you're done. But if it's, like, a small cut, and it's not really bleeding too much, you're good.
But if you're like, so you can take a dump, but you can't bleed?
Yeah.
That's stupid as hell. Yeah. What if you have, like, bloody diarrhea or something?
Oh, then you're screwed. You have to reset the clock.
I don't know. That's something you might want to Google, bro. You got bloody diarrhea?
Mad respect. Mad respect.
Yeah, I got like an hour and 15 left before I can hit that water.
Like the thing that's going to keep me alive.
Yeah.
All right, let's play the quiet game.
What?
I don't know. I thought that's what we were doing. You guys weren't. You just.
Damn, you're hilarious.
You know. just been carrying this podcast on my back for the last 28 episodes.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Except for those ones where you broke your computer and I had to do them.
Except, yeah, I'm not even talking about that.
Oh, okay. Talking about content-wise.
I'm talking about everything, dude. I'm Mr. CEO, the king of podcasts.
Mm.
You know? Jake, what's my name?
Jake. Mr. CEO.
That's right.
What?
You heard it.
You brainwashed him or something?
I walked into the kitchen.
Oh my gosh, this makes me so angry.
I walked in the kitchen just randomly, and he was in here, and I was like, hey, you can call me Mr. CEO now. And then he goes, I'm never calling you that.
And then he leaves and comes back to the kitchen. And I guess he did brainwash me. So I was like, what's up, Mr. CEO? And he's like, that's right. I'm like, why did I just do it? It felt so good.
Yeah.
And then he walked in like 5 more times. And I was like, no, Mr. CEO. Hey.
Next you're going to start bowing down.
You guys are going crazy in here.
You like snap your finger. And I'm like, Mr. CEO. I'm starting to think you did brainwash me, actually.
Make me a margarita, Jake.
Yes, Master CEO. Mm. I got you.
That's right. I don't know if I like that, actually. If it was creepy.
If I was just like making that creepy vibe when you walked in the kitchen?
No, I didn't like the master. CEO. I can do Mr.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Master.
This question that I wanted to address to the group only applies to me and Jake,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately.
Is it somehow roasting something I do in this apartment?
No.
Oh, nice.
It will spark maybe some stories from your youth. Hopefully not too young, but your youth. First time you ever got drunk, do you remember?
Oh, of course. And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course. You just ignited a nuclear bomb in my mind.
Well, let's hear it then.
Let's hear it.
Wow. You really kind of left Abdul out here.
It's all good, man.
We'll do our stories first, then it'll be the first time you drank a Mountain Dew.
I'll make up a story about how I remember the first time I stabbed through a Capri Sun.
Whoa. I want to hear that.
I don't remember it. I'm just going to make one up.
Okay. Improv game.
All right, so The year is 2012.
Oh, wow.
Coney?
Huh?
Coney 2012?
Yeah, Coney. It was for Coney.
So that's sophomore year?
Yeah, sophomore year high school. I was living in Singapore at the time.
You weren't 21. Oh, but you were in Singapore.
I was, was still 16. Yeah, so I was living in Singapore, and the thing around Singapore is every weekend there was like a house party or something someone would have. So in Singapore, like, there's these millionaire families that live there. It's one of the richest countries ever. So a lot of my friends, their parents were loaded, and they'd have these house parties. And it was like, oh, you get the Facebook group invite, and you're like, yes, I'm a part of that. And it was always Facebook. It was nothing else. It was
no group messages.
No. It was because our service was kind of bad there on our phone. So it was always like Facebook texting and stuff. So when you got that notification, it was like, you're invited to so-and-so's house party. You're just like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm in there.
Like, you're one of
those. I mean, I'm like, I'm one of those guys. Okay. So I got invited to this all-sophomore party. And it was like one of my first couple parties that I've ever, like, been to, like, a house party environment. Because, like, freshman year, I didn't really go to that many. I didn't really know that many people in Singapore. So I show up to the party, and it was, you know, the theme was wear tanks. It was, like,
oh, of course.
Like, bros and hoes is, like, the theme, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to rock the Australia tank.
How excited he is.
Jesus Christ.
he wasn't expecting this. So, you know, I'm rocking the tank. I'm rocking the Australia tank. I'm feeling good because, you know, I'm jacked. And
you're also Jack.
Yeah. The double J's.
No, like your ID.
Oh. That's another time.
Was that Australia or New Zealand?
Yeah. It was Australia.
Okay.
So I'm wearing the tank. I'm getting into a lot of detail because you were bringing... This is like an explosion in my mind.
Right. Go into as much detail as you need
and
to.
I show up to the party with all my friends, right? And I'm vibing. And like, I haven't drank anything yet, but I'm vibing. I'm like, yo, this might be the day where...
And... Go ahead.
This might be the day where it happens. What were you going to say, Abdul?
I was going to say you were vibing without even knowing you were vibing because nobody said that back
then. Dude, I know. Yeah, I might have came up with it on my own, but I couldn't like rehearse what I was actually feeling like that.
What?
So I show up to
Articulate?
The party. Yeah. I show up to the party and I'm vibing with the tank on and I'm with all my buddies and all these people start showing up and I'm like, oh man, this is lit. And out of nowhere, I wasn't really expecting to get too drunk, but I was like, this is the night. This is my time. There's a bunch of alcohol here. My brother and all his senior friends crashed the party.
Oh, no.
They crashed that shit.
Oh, no.
And we were actually kind of lit. It was kind of hype.
I feel like you would feel pretty good if a senior crashed your sophomore
party. Yeah. So it was like the sophomore thing, and then the seniors came, and it was like a big group, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like my brother's here. So then me and my brother end up going to the like liquor table because, dude, back then you bring your own beer, but you put that shit on the table and you share your wealth with everyone. That's how the Singaporeans do it. You share the wealth.
Mm.
When I'm telling you there was like three of these bad boys.
You guys had the...
We didn't have like the crazy maker, but we had like a big tub of like Mark stuff, basically.
Oh.
Mm. It wasn't like a maker, but... Yeah, so you share your alcohol when you get there. So my brother shows up with a bottle of King Robert's III vodka. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that. It's like European.
Hmm.
It's basically like Absolut. It's like a broad Absolut vodka, you know?
That level.
Yeah. Like international. Yeah, it's like really shitty, but like, you know, it...
But not like so like too shitty, but like pretty shitty.
Yeah, like it makes you want to vom, but it's so cheap that you drink it.
Hmm.
So my brother shows up with one of those bottles, and we just start pulling.
So you started drinking lick before that was the first time you drank? You were just doing
vodka
shots?
Well, that was
the
first time I got drunk, yeah.
Damn. But you had brews before that?
I had like one beer before that, like one or two, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
But he's just like, yo, take this bottle. And we weren't taking shots, we were just pulling from the bottle, dude. And
damn.
I was like, this is crazy, bro. I was like, I didn't expect it to be like this easy. Because, you know, I was just taking pulls. And, I mean, after, like, 5 minutes, I was actually drunk. And I was like, this is nuts.
Pulling from the vodka bottle. Oh.
King
Dude,
Robert
night,
was
this
in
night
there.
Was so... Oh, my gosh. This night was so... I have so... Can I keep going?
Yeah,
sure, man.
Go for it.
All right. So, I'm drunk at this point. This is the first time I've ever like drunk. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling sauce. Good. Oh, I'm sauced. So then I start talking to, you know, some females.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, I gotta get my steez on, you know. You know, I'm Jake with the Australia tank.
So you already walked in. You were vibing. You probably had lots of confidence because you were jacked with the tank. Then you got drunk. So then that just rose. That confidence rose.
Oh my gosh. When I tell you the Facebook pictures were coming in, like everyone was taking pictures with all the gang. Oh. And we were like, oh, we're about to put this as our new profile on Facebook. Oh my gosh. My ego was like through the roof.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You're in there.
Yeah. So I started doing my thing. Yeah. I started acting like a dumbass after a little bit. I was just like walking around talking to females, and went up to this one chick.
What was her name?
Oh man, her name was Zoe.
Yeah. Okay.
Zoe, if you ever listen to this, you definitely probably remember this. But I was talking to her. I was like vibing. We end up walking like beside their pool. They had a pool and they had a pool house. And we saw a ladder on the pool house. We climbed up the ladder of the pool house. I was so drunk. I was like, what are we doing right now?
Did you bone her on the roof of the pool house? Zoe, you naughty girl.
No. So we just climb up to the top of the pool house. And then we're sitting there. And everyone was like, oh, you need a jump. And I was like really drunk. And I was like, wait, what? So then I like stand up like I'm about to jump because I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Sounds like a horror story of what happened.
This literally is a movie.
So I stand up and I'm looking down at the pool and I'm like, I'm about to do this because everyone's watching. I end up not doing it.
Damn. All the attention.
That would have been like a good climax.
And he made the safe call.
I didn't do it. I think that was the first time where I finally realized, like, hey, I might be drunk, but, like, I make good decisions when I'm drunk.
Wow.
I make very – Ian, you can attest.
There's something to be said about
really
that.
I can't really think of any time you've done some real stupid shit.
Like, I was really close to, like, jumping, and it would have been cool. Like, I probably wouldn't have injured myself. But
maybe
it was
you
just,
might have.
Maybe. But then we just climbed down, and then, you know.
The party just, went on.
The party went on, yeah.
Hell yeah. That was very detailed. Wow. And nice.
Wow. We just
struck a nerve, and he just started remembering everything.
I even remember the Facebook pictures, dude. Damn. We had such good bro pics that day.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I love that.
Glad you got to relive that.
Yeah. No, it was actually great. I probably sound like the biggest Chad, but it's fine.
It's okay, dude. That was back
then. Like, at the time, I was the capital C. I was a Thad, actually. I was, oh my gosh. You didn't know what I was doing back then.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Is it my turn, I guess?
Yeah.
Yep.
Woo!
Cool. So I don't remember the first time I drank.
Abdul.
So where's this Capri Sun story?
Shut the hell up. You know what you drank.
I just wanted to like the craziest detail.
I literally have no idea when the first time I drank.
But like where was it?
No. The first time you got drunk, though.
I don't remember.
First time you can remember.
You know where you were at,
you
though,
because
you woke up the next day.
First time I remember being drunk was... I'm thinking of like these two separate parties, and I don't remember which one came first.
We'll put them together.
Together? There were some of the same people at both of them. Okay, so... I'm just going to do one. It's too hard to make them combine.
Just do one.
We'll do... Okay, so we'll say I'm going to leave names out of this just because I don't want to say people's names that were there.
Okay.
So we were at this guy's house. Okay. Now.
Name drop.
I'm not going to name drop because I'm going to.
You just did.
This guy's house? No, not guy. Also, the first time I got drunk could have been in my basement. I really don't know.
All right.
Like by myself.
So you went to some dude's house.
At some dude's house, okay, there was maybe it was just the boys, right?
Mm.
And there's probably like six dudes there, all of which you guys have known. There was a wide range of cliques and age groups there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, I remember this dude's dad was there, and I think he was cool with us drinking, but he was, like, upstairs. And it turned into us just getting really hammered and smoking Black and Milds in his house, like, all night. Literally all
like
night.
Like, in the house?
Yeah.
That's so bad.
I know.
That's
his house so smelled, like, bad. Straight yeah. Black and Mild, like, whatever, the next morning. Yeah, it was fun. Some dude tried to drive, and we had to, like, beat his ass and take his keys.
Hell yeah.
And, yeah. I think that was about it.
It just, like, went into uber detail. Do you remember any, like, crazy, like, wow, I'm getting drunk right now.
From that night?
Yeah.
I remember the local drug dealer, before I think he became a big drug dealer, he came through because he worked at this restaurant, and he came through with some mac and cheese bites, like...
Yo, I know.
You know what I'm talking about. He came through with those, bro, and it was lit.
Oh, that's funny.
And, like, did you not have, like, that realization? Because I remember when I was at that party, I had a realization that I was, like, I was hammered. And I was thinking to myself, wow.
I don't know, dude. Because, like, for me, I don't know. My mom listens to this, I think. She won't listen 27 minutes into this. I smoked weed before I drank. So I already knew what it felt like to be fucked up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like...
It wasn't like a euphoric experience. Because I honestly... I didn't have like a euphoria. But it was like a great realization that this is the first time that I am completely buzzed out of my bazongas.
Yeah, right out of your...
Yeah, I was flying. And it felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. Which started a spiral roller coaster.
Now that I think about it, I was a delinquent. Like, all through high school. Oh, my God.
And how old were you during that?
I was 16.
Okay.
I might have been 15. No, I was 16.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I was 16.
Because I thought that, you know, I was young, too.
Yeah.
But I guess not. I mean, everyone has kind of...
Honestly, I got a job as a dishwasher and everything went downhill from there.
That's what I always hear about, like, the restaurant business and
yeah,
stuff.
Dude, I would get fucked... Well, I'm not gonna...
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna...
Because like, back when I was, like, 15, 14, I guess, I had a couple beers with, like with sports teams and stuff. We go to, like, you know, some outside place... And have a couple beers, but it never was, like, it never went on my mind. I remember back in freshman year and stuff, going up to my brother, we were talking, and I was like, I'm never gonna drink ever in my life.
I remember being the goody two shoes.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, there's no point. Like, I will never do that because, you know, I was just, I didn't know what to think.
And you didn't know that it was awesome.
I was like, why do you do this? And I never thought it was like a thing. And then I kind of got, you know, thrown into the fire. But it was for a good reason, too. It was good. It was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be a Chad in high school without getting hammered.
Yeah.
So
it would just be Jake if I wasn't.
Yeah, you'd be that loser who doesn't drink.
Wow. All right, so we've done this. I want to hear about this Capri Sun bullshit.
Yeah, have you come up with a story?
Oh. What was the first time you got mad geeked off some soda?
Oh, no. Wait, can you drink caffeine?
What?
Can you drink caffeine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had a bang before.
Okay, first bang.
First time, first time I got stupid geeked.
Yes, hell no, yeah. Yes. First time you've got stupid geeked off the caffeine.
So I've always, like, been in and out of the gym, like, with different people. Like, I've worked out with anybody and everybody, and at, like, all these stages I would just be, like, super reliant on, like, just having somebody to go with. Like, I couldn't go by myself. I'd be so reliant on going with somebody.
Oh, we know.
And maybe I still am, but I remember I went with my friend Walter. He had this membership at this 24-hour gym in Ashboro, and I started working out with him. He was like, yo, come on, let's go work out. I was like, all right, cool. And he had pre-workout, and he had, like, C4. And yeah. we got to the gym, and he like didn't have the scooper on him.
Oh no! I don't know. I don't like where this.
That's when you got to drink it.
He didn't have the scooper on him, and he just like started like pouring it into a bottle, like with his hand as a funnel.
And you were naive.
And like, I had never had pre-workout before, and it was C4. And he just like started pouring, and he's like, "Oh shit, that might be too much." But here you go. I was like,
and "You thought this was a normal?" I was
like, "All right, whatever." So I drank it, and bro, like, I was so geeked out of my mind, out of my gourd, bro. Like, I was in there in the gym, and I don't even know what was going on. I went home after that workout, and I was laying in my bed at 3 in the morning, scratching my head like, I can't go to bed.
But did you get a mad workout in? You get a killer
it
one?
It was probably pretty good, but...
You don't remember working out? You went off into, like, a phase. Do you, like, he blacked just, out because you were so...
I had too much pre-workout, bro. It was way too much caffeine. Like, I just couldn't go to bed. It was crazy. Like, my whole body... You know that tingling sensation you get with pre-workout?
Yeah. I haven't gotten that in years, but yeah.
Ian's so used to it that he just it just doesn't faze
him. But yeah, I had that feeling, like, it was over the... Over the chart, off the charts, that feeling. Mm. Sometimes I'll get it still. Like I take like a normal amount of pre workout. Anytime I take like a little bit more, I'll just like feel some tingling. I'll be like, "Ooh, it's ready." Oh man, I missed the gym.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Dude, that's the thing about like pre workout though. Like it, if you take too much,
ooh,
it's bad. It's gonna get to the point where it's not fun. It's you're like paranoid as shit in the gym. You get back home and you can't stop thinking of stuff.
Yeah,
like it's bad.
I love not being able to not think about stuff.
But like, do you not, you get back from the gym and you're just,
oh, if I get back from the gym and I'm still geeked, then go hard enough.
I gotta work it out.
Oh man, you geeked out of your gourd, my man.
Speaking of getting geeked out of your gourd, this might be too early actually. I'll do it next week or maybe 2 weeks
hell
from
yeah.
now.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Talking about the Memorial Day Murph.
Oh,
we'll do that. We'll do that in a couple weeks. Yeah. Stay tuned, my friends. Stay tuned, and you'll have some good content coming up your way.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, I don't know if I told you guys. I'm being transferred to the airport.
Really?
Yeah. I'm working from Charlotte Douglas International now.
Wait, you've been there?
No, like I'm going to.
Oh.
Yeah. I got called today. They were like, the dude who's like, "Hey man, so you coming in tomorrow morning, right?" I was like, "They told me next week, bro." He's like, "No, it's tomorrow." And then I called my area manager. She's like, "No, it's not. You're going next week." But yeah, Monday, I'm going to be at the airport. We're going to see how it goes. It's going to be different since nobody's flying anywhere.
Yeah, I was about to say, catch
and
dual.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to be as busy as like everybody else who's worked there in the past. And they have like all these great stories. And it's...
Fuck that, dude. Whatever. Get in there, get out.
Yeah. It's like a rotation, so we'll see. I think it's like a 4-month rotation. So I'm going to be working at the airport, making that drive. But I might just like hang out with the guys at Exotics, you know, Enterprise Exotics.
If you need to see Duel, just go
like,
to the airport.
Just be like, damn, you need to move that Range Rover or that Porsche? Crazy how you don't have anybody to help you right now.
You're blossoming.
Toss me the keys.
You're absolutely just, you're an orchid.
Yeah.
You were like a dandelion,
uh-huh,
and now you're like a spruce.
I changed species completely.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you
used to be just nothing but a pansy, a daisy,
a even. Weed,
a weed, and now you're
a big tall spruce.
Now you no, nope. I think you could be
a good sized spruce,
a unique orchid.
Okay.
Yeah,
in the Japanese forests, right. In the Kokoro forests.
Ooh,
that's
like
a real
that.
Place.
Wow,
it
I like that
be.
Word.
Yeah.
There has to be a place.
Yeah.
The Kokoro forests.
I've been using the Kokoro breathing technique while working out.
Just pretend Ian didn't say that.
Yeah.
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 I might need to start trying that though, low key.
You have to if you want to do seal fit for real.
You'll teach me. So what are you guys fucking with?
Shit,
bro.
Dude, I feel like I do a video game every fucking week.
Mm. Yeah, do something else. Some other
I'll tell you what I've been fucking with. I thought it would come to me.
All right, I got it. Movie, Children of Men. It's a really good movie. I just watched it the other day.
What's it about?
You want to talk more about it? Or?
Oh, wait, you saw it or something?
No.
Oh, you got some. Oh, I'm just a little synopsis. It's a world where people can't have babies anymore.
Shit.
And like the whole world goes into like a pandemic about it. That's pretty crazy. Much it.
That sounds
you guys should go
good.
Watch it. It's really
What's
good.
What's it called?
Children of Men.
Okay.
Really good. Highly recommend.
I'm going to follow that with this Netflix show called Outer Banks. I watched that shit and dude, it is really solid. Like I finished Ozark and I was like, what am I going to watch next? And like one of my friends was telling me about it. It's like, what do I have to lose? So I started watching it and dude, it is really, really cool.
What is it? Is it like Ozarks? Like drugs
no.
stuff?
No. It's like about this group of kids who live in the Outer Banks and the one kid's
like
dad.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
No.
The one kid's dad was chasing this treasure, but he went missing off like a ship, like a slave ship from like forever ago. And they try and find the treasure. And like also go deal with like all of their teen problems and stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, it's
I like
really,
those,
really
like kind of brings you back to memories of being a teen. You know.
Yeah, yeah, it's really well made. I like it.
Cool,
cool, cool.
E-Dog.
Cool. I'm gonna switch it up. I was gonna do a show too, but I'm gonna do a little
backtrack.
A little Uno reverse card, huh?
Yeah, and do some fucking disc golf, bro. I've been fucking hard with disc golf.
Yep.
Yeah, been breaking PRs, bro. Okay.
A lot more fun. I wouldn't say fun as golf, but it's a lot more relaxing.
It's free.
It's free. Yeah. Free. Hell yeah, bro.
It's free. You can go whenever.
Yeah.
And it's like very sociable. You have a bigger group of people.
Mm-hmm. I did almost step on a snake, though, 2 days ago.
Nice.
I thought it was a copperhead, but I would just assume the worst because I saw a snake in the woods and I was like, copperhead. And then started freaking out. I think it was just a water snake.
Nice.
It wasn't even poisonous. Still a snake.
Yeah, still a snake.
Yeah, still a badass.
So cool. Yeah, disc golf.
We doing rap lingo? Because I got nothing.
I haven't been listening to a lot of rap lately, so I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know about rap lingo, but I do know about maybe favorite rap lyric that you can think of right now.
We're doing a special episode.
What?
The Punjabi word of the day.
Oh, doesn't let's wrap this up real quick. I got a pee so
bad.
He
doesn't even know what it's called, bro. He just said Punjabi.
I don't know. What
it's Punjabi.
Punjabi,
bro.
Gotcha.
Are you right. Not my friend?
Margarita.
No.
Say Cinco de Mayo in.
What, you want me to say a Spanish phrase in a different language?
Yes.
5th of May in...
Yeah, what's the job? What's May 5th in Punjabi?
Shit, I don't know what May is.
You don't even
know
the dates, bro? Are you kidding me?
I know numbers, but I don't know months.
All right, say May 5th. Just say the 5th of May.
I told you I don't know how to say May.
Well, just say May is May. Give me something.
Yeah, what the fuck is May?
I told you I don't know what May is.
What are you talking... Dude, how would you...
Just say the 5th of and then literally just say May.
Do you know any months?
I could say it and I'll just say May with the accent
yes.
that I would
yeah,
say
yeah,
to
yeah,
my
yeah.
parents.
Do that. That's fine.
May the Panjumi Tarikh. So the 5th
cool.
day of May.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
That wraps it up. I'm sorry for smashing that water bottle in the trash can. I was just so irritated with that.
Yeah, how about you
five,
pick it out and recycle it?
5 is sponge.
Sponge?
Sponge.
Sponge?
Yeah.
Sponge.
Cool.
Yeah.
Punge. Turbos.
Yo, high punch, bro.
Yo! That's a perfect one.
Wow.
Punge. All right. Wow. Aloha, guys.
Aloha.
Why do you always stand up whenever we're
done? He does. We noticed it.
Fuck you. Aloha.